Good afternoon, welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. Today I'm joined with a very good friend of mine for my final edition of Youth Unplugged. I want to say thanks to RCI and of course the Bank of St. Lucia for keeping me on for about 2.5 years. But today I'm saying farewell to Youth Unplugged. Probably not forever, but probably for a while. Right, so good afternoon everyone, and I'm joined with Benji. That's his name. Is your name?
Well, I'm Benjamin.
Benjamin Alexander. Yeah, guys, let's call you Benji.
Yeah, Benji's fine.
Yeah, I didn't imagine all these years I know you. I even know your last name is Alexander. I just knew you as Benji. D. Benji. Everybody knows Benji. If you know Benji, people, send me a little form. So give me a little flyer. You understand? We know Benji. Yeah. Shout out to those on Facebook as well. They're sharing some love. I mean, Benji is the guy. From you, want to talk about AC.
Yeah.
Something cool.
That's the guy.
Call Benji.
That's right.
You understand? A yogurt shopper there and many other things. But Benji, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Benjamin Alexander, also known as Benji.
Yeah. Everybody knows we'll take Benji. That's the start.
I went to Barbonu Secondary. From there, I went to Sahafa. I did electrical installation at Sahafa. And during my 2 years at Sahafa, I started working for an AC company, which is my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, I started working with him from like the second year Sahafa. Mm-hmm. From when I finished school, I worked with him 3 years.
Okay.
3 years, and I branched off on my own. I didn't start as Optimum Cooling.
Uh-huh.
I started as Benjamin Alexander. Everywhere I go, everybody knows me as
Benjamin Alexander.
That's correct. You have to keep it professional.
All right.
So everybody knows me as Benjamin Alexander. That's how I started off. And then I took a year to figure out the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when you hear Optimum Cooling, what is Optimum?
No, Optimum is the right thing.
It's the right thing.
Now, we're talking about Optimum Prime, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about Optimum.
Yeah, that's right. So, that's my journey in a nutshell, basically. Like, me growing up, it was very tough. Growing up from a young age, I mean, I brought up in a family of six. I'm the last.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, having six kids is a lot.
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, my parents, they had to do a lot. They had to do a lot to take care of all six of us. I must say they did a very well job. Very good job, sorry. I must say kudos to my father. He's very strict.
Big up daddy.
Yeah, he's very strict. And I must say, because of him, I think all six of us, we did something good for ourselves, I must say.
Okay. So let's break down all of that. You gave me a lot of information there, and I like that. When you see somebody can talk, I feel like the show goes in a good direction. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. So let's break that down. Of course, you started off, we didn't start at Barbonu, but I mean, okay, let's say we start here, we start secondary school at Barbonu. Of course, you know, sometimes people look at you and say, but may I go to SMC or may I go to Compre or may I go to Hess? And sometimes they try to count you out.
Yeah.
You understand? That's one of the reasons I brought you here today, because we have to shout out people who don't go to all the academic schools, you know.
Yeah.
You understand? But sometimes you go to a school with a little more technical ability and you learn something.
Yeah.
Right? Following that, you then went on to Sir Arthur Lewis. Now, Sir Arthur Lewis is a place, again, I'm employed at Sir Arthur Lewis.
Yeah.
You understand? And I always say that the programs at Sir Arthur Lewis, sometimes if you don't get into the program yourself,
and
you just listen to what people say, you may not be inclined to go.
Yeah.
You understand? But if you go for yourself, there is something that you could pull out of there, because I learned something at Arthur, you understand, that sent me to university.
Yeah.
But I believe that you learned something there as well.
Yeah, of course. What I always say from growing up, a school don't make you.
Mm-hmm.
School is your school. And I always just tell my parents that I don't need to go to school to make money.
I agree with that.
I don't need to go to school to make money. And I worked like average, bare minimum, just to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my parents,
you say you go to school just because daddy there, you have to go to school.
Yes,
you didn't want to go to school.
I always say, like, you don't need school to make money. From a young age, I say, boy,
as long as you have a skill.
As long as you have a skill.
Or you're entrepreneurial.
That's correct.
Now, the thing about it is, I feel like with entrepreneurship, you have to have some sort of somebody behind you. Somebody needs to back you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need financial backing.
Yeah.
That may be the bank, that may be the credit union. That may be an individual who looks at you and say, but that young fella has something about him, you know, and I want to give that man, something to start his business.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what it is, you understand? But I feel like, you know, academics have a place, you know. You understand?
I'm not saying no.
I can't throw that one.
Yeah, no, I don't say no. I don't say no. I mean, it's like, academics is like the system. Okay, you're okay. Born into a system, like you have to primary, secondary, tertiary, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's levels until you, when you finish at that point. So when you go to school, they teach you to go and work for somebody.
Of course.
Most times. That's
I work it for somebody. I work it for RCI. But yes. I also work for myself. Eh?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You understand?
Thing.
I also work for myself. Of course, everyone would know Earthquake Media, I would do a few generators here, sauna, DJ, whatever. So I'm working for myself, you understand? But I enjoy a bit of both.
Of course, you will. And I guess along the way, working for somebody, you realize that you could have worked for yourself.
Of course.
Okay.
And that helped me. I like to say that helped me a lot more than working for somebody, because whilst at university, I couldn't work for somebody. You understand? Yeah. I had to work for myself. So, you know, if it was I do a little mix of somebody and they said a little change of me, you understand? Or I go play a party or something. And that helps me, you know, go to the supermarket, for example, on the weekend. So I think being entrepreneurial and, of course, holding a skill is very, very important.
Yeah.
And I like to say that you exemplify that.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So my question to you is, where all that come from? You understand? Was daddy an entrepreneur or was daddy working for the system, as you like to say?
I started reading a book, Richard Poor Dad. So my pops used to work for somebody, but his mindset was to fend for yourself. So like him instilling that in us from a very young age. It's just like his strict rules was very, very. I'm saying that right now, and like it touching
you. You're feeling it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. So my father, like he just like tell us all the time, hey, this is the way you're supposed to do things. This is the way. My father, that man was a strict fella, like I told you. So it's because of my pops, like I push so hard. Because of him.
Well, that's the second time I go say it, eh? But big up daddy.
Big up daddy.
Yeah. Big up daddy, right through. Yeah. You understand? Now, some people come and they say, but you know what happened? I knew a fella that was fixing AC, right? Or I knew a fella that was doing something. And I look at that man and I say, but that man make me do that. You understand? Because I saw somebody playing music, you know. I had to see somebody play music. Yeah. And I could tell you something. One of the people I remember playing music early on, and I took a liking to that was Iowa. I was here at RCI. Yeah. And I could never imagine that one day that I would be working here. And I've been at RCI for almost 6 years. And I've been working with somebody. Yeah. They call him the General. You understand? Yeah. I feel like he's one of the baddest DJs in Lucia. You understand? And I would never imagine working with this person. Yeah. You understand? So did you ever have someone that you looked at and say, well, maybe that's something going for him there? Yeah, that's that. I go follow that path.
Well, I used to work with my cousin, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him for 3 years. I never liked AC, but I knew I wanted to do something hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So him giving me that opportunity to work with him make me understand, boy, AC is a nice thing.
It's a nice thing.
It's a nice
what
thing.
Was nice about it? Was it the cash?
No.
Or was it working?
Cash.
Dude,
me
I ask
working,
it.
Me working.
We being real, Gasser. We have to talk. Was it the cash? Do you say, but boy, AC have money in it. So I got job into it. Was it something that you just like to go and do?
To be honest with you, when I started off with him, I wasn't getting paid, you know, because I didn't want the money. I tell him, I just want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to work. I work. I tell him, okay, when I work, I want you to do this for me because I don't want the money. If I want my license, I did my license. I did my passport. I did this. I did that, whatever. Anything I wanted to do, I work, and I tell him paid for.
A little bit of barter.
A little bit of barter. That's right.
Now, that take you a long way.
Yeah, that take me a long way.
No, that is very important.
That's very, very important.
I'm stopping you right there. That's very, very important. It's not good to let people take advantage of you, you know.
Yeah.
But it's good sometimes to be an understudy. Yeah. Learn something. And then eventually, you get to the point where you own Optimum Cooling. You understand?
Yeah.
So let's jump. You understand? You're working with your cousin. We're done with that. I understand a little barter happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just decide it happened. Let me go and start something. Benjamin Alexander. You understand?
Yeah, I started.
How was that for you?
Honestly, it was very tough. And we all know taking a risk is very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're coming from someplace you're comfortable and you're going someplace where you're uncomfortable. Because you don't know if you're going to get money tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to get a work tomorrow. Okay? So it was very tough. Very, very tough. And don't forget, when you're starting off, nobody knows you.
How you mean, Benji?
Nobody
it's
knows
me that
you.
Know that.
Nobody knows you. And like trying to get clients, trying to make people trust you, trying to make people understand that, yes, I can do the job.
Imagine a 19-year-old or 20-year-old boy coming to your door, or coming to your office, your big office, you know, and telling you, hey, my name is Benjamin Alexander.
Yeah.
And I want to fix your EC. Mm-hmm. Or I want to install a few units for you. You're looking at Benji like, Benji, mad, you know?
I'm mad.
Yeah, mate, mad.
I got that.
I'm telling you.
I got that a lot. But what... them telling me that, sometimes they wouldn't say the words, but just the actions, it put me in a place that I need to work harder. Next time, come a little better. Okay, don't say that.
Be a bit more competitive.
That's correct. Say something like, don't put the skill on a level where it's a dog level.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a level where people can afford it, but it's still under the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
No, but you have to break. You have to break the market.
You have to break.
You can't come on the same thing. Yeah. If I know Khalifa doing AC for 25 years and Naman is my guy, if a man come to me and tell me, but you want to offer me an AC for less money, I have to say, but what's the catch?
Yeah,
that's that. But if I see a young fella that come to me, I say, all right, I'm going to try and do something.
Yeah, that's that.
And we go give you a blight.
Yeah.
That's how we go take that. But I think a lot of the time it's important, and I say that to everybody, it's important to give young people opportunities.
It is.
Right? And again, this being my last show, I remember doing my first show here, I had a guy on Marlins and Bryce. Could never forget that interview. Man, when I tell you I shake.
Yeah.
I tell you, I could go and watch the interview now.
Yeah.
It was not anything like this.
Yeah.
Because, again, you knew.
That's
you understand?
Correct.
So taking a chance, of course, they took a chance on me, and I did 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Understand? And it was a very great experience. So when you take a chance on young people, you never know what you're going to get, but someday you're going to get something wonderful.
Wonderful.
RC, you all got something wonderful. You're not me. I'm just joking. But a lot of people who took a chance on this young man could say that now they have someone who is quite consistent, someone who is quite reputable. I never hear a bad story about Benji yet. You understand?
You won't hear it.
No, you won't hear it.
Yeah,
you understand? We hear nothing about Optimum Cooling. We didn't hear it about Benjamin Alexander, and we're not going to hear it about Optimum Cooling.
Never.
Not at all.
Never.
You understand? And that is why you're here today, because you have been showing not only me, but a few people that you have the capability. When I posted the flyer this week, I said, guys, this is my final show. I need a guest. I need a guest that I have something. You know how many people message me and tell me?
You've been avoiding me.
He's been avoiding me for weeks.
No, I've been busy. I've been very busy.
That's when you know things good. He couldn't give me an interview. You understand? But you gave me an interview today, and I appreciate that so much.
Yeah,
all right?
No,
we have about 14 minutes left, so let's talk about the big bad Optimum Cooling.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. So the switch now. We left Benjamin Alexander. We leave the cousin. We leave Benjamin Alexander. Now we're Optimum.
Yeah.
You understand? We have shirts. You understand? We have big buses. You understand? We're going on. We have a whole office too, you know. We have an office in Corinth. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, Optimum Cooling. What we do at Optimum Cooling, we try our best to be different. Okay, yes, we fixing ACs. Yes, we servicing ACs. But the main thing in business is customer service. That's one. Don't ever bluff people. Too.
Don't tell me you come in Monday and all Wednesday I see
correct.
It.
Yeah, you have to show up. Even if like you have a problem, even if you don't show up, take your phone, call the person, tell them, hey, I cannot make it today. I know it's sometimes it can be hard or you can't forget. Even if the time pass, at least call, hey, I cannot make it today. Okay, so that's what I aim for. And I talk to my staff every single day, hey, communication is key. Okay, because we're not just the regular AC fixer, but okay, we dare to be different, and I believe just having a good staff around you, because I couldn't have done it on my own. I'm telling you, I have good people around me, and I try my best to just take some time to listen to them, take some time to understand where they're coming from. I try my very best. So we at Optimum Cooling, we try our best to be different all the time.
Now, well, I hope you are in that, people. I hope you are in that.
Yeah.
Optimum Cool. He said about 3 or 4 times. We tried our best, right, to be different.
Yeah.
And we entered that market, and we're doing something different. In that cooling market, in that refrigeration market.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody here with you. She's very, very silent. I heard that she's the boss.
That's the boss.
She's the boss. Boss, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi.
If you have to pull your mic
good
a little closer.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
Give me some of the services offered at Optimum Cooling. Talk to me about it.
Okay, so we do installations, we supply units, we do repairs, and as of recent, we started doing designs.
Design.
Yes.
What do you mean by design?
So design as in you are building your house and you want to put air condition. You send your drawing first and we put in the AC design for you.
Okay, so I can get central units in my home and all
yeah.
that.
Anything.
Nah, you see that there? Watch me, that's the next level there. I know. Yeah. The thing I come and put on the wall for you. I put that in the ground, I put that in the sea, I put that everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, so we're basically giving you a blueprint as to how it's going to look before we install your AC for you.
So I can imagine you probably have an engineer on board doing some work with that. Look at, from one guy walking and knocking on doors. So now we have engineers there.
Yeah, that,
remember,
we have a full team.
Remember, we have an officer.
Oh yeah,
we'll be saying. We have office. Yes, and we have two buses. So what is the optimum on the road? Just give us space.
Yeah. So sometimes people say like, boy, the price. I know everybody watch price. I try my best to meet people's budget. But it's not easy sometimes because don't forget we're not manufacturing air conditions. Mm-hmm. So whatever price the manufacturer give us, we just have to kinda try our best to
Walk around it, try
the best price, and still we need some profit to at least put gas in our bus.
Of course. And of course, keep our own office cool.
That's correct.
Yeah, we have to keep the office cool as well. Yeah. Okay, Benji, let me ask you that. I mean, what is the most challenging thing starting up this business? What do you think is the most challenging thing?
The most challenging thing was, like I tell you, getting out there. That was the most challenging thing, and to be honest, if you they don't most times they don't believe in the youth. Okay, they give us a chance most times, sitting down, watching us, expecting us to fail. That's what they do.
Of course.
Most times. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's genuine people that give us a chance and trying to help us.
But majority.
Majority. Yeah.
Majority.
So that was the most challenging thing for me, just getting out there, making people know, yes, we there, we serious, we give us a chance, please, we not like the others, because you know there's a stigma attached to
it. Of course, 100%. Yeah. But what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? Is it that, you know, nobody ever calling your phone and telling you you're late today, or is that, or you know, what's it? What's your thing?
I enjoy the fact that I have a team of young people. My team is under 40.
Yeah.
My entire team is
under 40. Now you shocked me there.
My entire team.
Is under 30?
Under 30.
You're going places. You're going places. You're giving the youths a chance.
I'm giving the youths a chance. And it's not easy, I'm telling you, because don't forget, they're not veterans.
No, but you know how youth is there. Sometimes it come there, you work today, mate, say, but as a Benji having me on a puppy show there today, and I not on Benji Heights there today, and then you have a big thing to do with it.
Yeah,
that's something.
That's and I mean I think I grew past that already. I understand how the youth operate, and I'll continue giving them a chance. I'll continue giving them a chance because I'm a youth as well.
Of course, being a young person and being in a managerial position, it's not very easy.
It's not easy.
It's not very easy.
Not
you understand?
Easy.
Sometimes you may have people. In your case, you don't have any workers or probably staff that's significantly older than you.
Yeah, I have a few older than me.
How do you deal with something like that?
To me, I just keep it strictly business.
You keep it 100?
Yeah, 100. I don't like that, I tell you I don't like that. You do this, I tell you, nah, I don't accept that. So I try my best to pull up his socks one time. No disrespect, I will never come to you, yo, gasser, whatever. Now, I come to you professional, I expect you to be the same way.
Benji, I tell you something, you learn a lot over the years.
You learn a lot. Honestly, you learn a lot.
You definitely learned a lot over the years. All right, but in everything that you've gone through thus far, I mean, again, starting off, you know, as an understudy, going on your own, and now starting your own business, what do you think you could have probably done differently? Would you do anything differently in the last 7 years?
Honestly speaking, being 19, I'm making some good money. 19, 20, making some good money. I wouldn't say that I spent recklessly. I didn't, but there are certain things I spend money on at that age that I shouldn't. I shouldn't. And if I knew earlier,
you probably wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have.
We all go through them stages.
Yeah.
I've never bought an expensive vehicle. You know, I've never. Honestly, I mean, real with you, I've never bought an expensive vehicle. But you know, when you're very young and you're probably driving a vehicle over $100,000, you know, people start to look at you, they look at you funny. I mean, again, probably you don't find it expensive. Because I mean, real with you, I really find. I need it. You understand?
Yeah, I need it.
You understand? Yeah. For example, I have a van. You understand? I don't think it's ridiculously expensive because I need to carry my equipment.
That's correct.
You understand?
That's
but correct. Sometimes there's a stigma attached to it, and sometimes you have to try to look past that. You understand? Yep. You have people working with you and in the city boss. The boss come never out. Oh boy, the boss making money. The boss ain't paying me. That's what you know. Sometimes you get that.
The thing is, what I would say, if you, me as a client, okay. I'm giving you, let's say, $500,000 to do a project. And I see you taking bus to come and do my project.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, like,
you made it already.
I'm not ready yet. You cannot manage your finances. That's what that will come to my head.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see you pull up, like, you're ready to work on this, you have your team, you have a van, you have another van, whatever, you can call, make a call, a tool rich and a side materials rich. I see, like, yeah, that guy ready for work, so I can. Give that guy opportunity to make some money. I can give that man another $500,000 to do another project for me. So I just believe it's a stigma attached, but it's people that don't know that will talk.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I like how you put it. I like how you put it because I'm telling you something. I get my fair share. I get my fair share, but as I tell you, in life you work hard. So sometimes you have to do what you think
is best for you.
Is best for you. Is that you may make a bad decision, but
yeah.
There's a lady named Judy Dench. She said, regret is unprofessional. Don't regret anything you do. You understand? So we leave it that alone.
Yeah.
All right. We have about 5 minutes left. So let me ask you a few interesting questions.
Yeah.
What's next for you and Optimum? It's a big question. I don't know if you thought I'd ask you that, but I'll ask you that. What's next for you and Optimum?
Well, what I want for Optimum is to... We want to have like a storefront where we have not only air condition, but... Stove, a lot of stuff in the store. That's what I want. I think that's my next move. Ask me when I want. I don't know yet, but it's in the pipeline.
It's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do work on refrigerators as well.
We do.
Can I see you made mention?
We do.
Okay. So I have my fridge. I have a little problem. I can call it.
I can help you out.
You see that? He ain't tell me to call him. He tell me he can help me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Benji, we're about to wrap up. Any closing words for the youth? I mean, give me something inspirational. Leave me something today.
Okay. Number one, don't be scared to take a risk. I mean, it's easier said than done, but what I can say, you stand a better chance of succeeding than failing. That's one. Keep your circle very small. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your circle very small. Know who you have around you. Know who you're going out with. Keep your circle very small. That's key. Last but not least, your plans are a secret. Okay? Always take time to think. When you think, before you execute, take some more time to think.
I even take it some more time to think for the next question.
but the thing is, always remember, there was one guy who told me that and that stuck with me. That's my saying, that's how I go. Every single day, the time is now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promise.
Guys, this is Benjamin Alexander, a.k.a. Benji
Black.
Benji Black at Optimum Cooling. Of course, we have some fire there, you know, some YouTube and Facebook, sensational. Somebody tell you story. I know this was the gesture. They tell you story. You know, Optimum Cooling, someone has said Optimum Cooling is aspiring to be one of the best on island. And that's fantastic. I want to see you become one of the best. Because I said that is my partner.
Yeah, we're almost there.
When I build my home, I need to come put 4 ACs on me.
No problem.
Yes, then?
No problem. We'll do some batter.
Your 50th birthday, guys. Benji, thank you so much for coming in. Of course, guys, if you want to check out Optimum Cooling, give me a contact number. Give me an Instagram. Give me something.
On Instagram
is optimum.cooling, same as Facebook. And contact number 572-6558.
572-6558.
Or 287-6558.
Yeah. I appreciate that, guys. Yeah. Of course, guys, if you want to get a young person, give them a chance. You know, give them a business, give them a contract. Tell them you want something to do. Yes, and contact Optimum Cooling today. That is my partner. You understand?
RCI needs to contact.
It's not us, you know. It's the owners of the building. Shout out to CSE. They'll shout you on. Thank you so much for coming in again today, Benji. I appreciate it. I want to say thanks to all the listeners over the years who have, of course, listened to Youth Unplugged. It's always sad to say goodbye, and I've left in the past, but this time it's all different reasons. It's not because I'm heading back out to school. But I appreciate you nonetheless, guys. This has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, my final edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of Solution. That's all the bank you need. Go to the Bank of Solution. Tell them you want a credit card. Right?
Yeah, we're banking
debit card. Yeah, we're banking it. You understand? You need a credit card, you need a debit card, go and shout out BOSL. You want an investment fund? You're a young person. You want to put something on a side? Go check out the BOSL as well. They will sort you out. My name is Khalid Fidal. I'll see you guys again on Saturday morning, 4 Jam Saturdays. And I'm out.
We outside.
All right.